Hi everyone. A good question today from someone in our energy course. I was wondering about the connection between capacity and energy. Is there a certain amount of energy that is in the body mind and is distributed or needed for different tasks and processes? And in the body mind, fortresses were built through conditioning, shocks, trauma, etc., with closed doors on which it's written, stop, painful, do not enter. And energy is spent to keep those doors closed and protected, and nothing is left for capacity. Yeah, what a great question. I love how it's worded. And I think what this is pointing to really is the relationship between energy, capacity, and the mind. And when we say mind, what we really mean is, as this listener said, is that collection of protections and defenses and fears and shames and needs and insecurities that form the sort of foundational basis of exploring the world, exploring life, and which close off stuff in the outside world because it's too risky. Close off stuff within the body mind because it's too risky to go there, to explore it, to feel what it would bring up. And all of that, yeah, as the listener says, I totally agree, takes enormous energy to keep it in place. It's not a natural, it's not a sort of the it's not what we are, is it? And so it requires, it's like a sort of, in a way, it's like a sort of artificial construction within a natural environment that the natural environment would just erode it, but because that construction has to be kept in place, it's taking enormous amounts of energy to guard off anything that would encroach on it, that would cause it to crumble or dissolve. And so, yeah, so what we've got is a construct of what I am and of what the world is. That has to be kept in place because that looks like how I'm going to survive. And that takes a lot of psychological energy, physical energy to operate, to maintain in place. And so the capacity, which I don't think capacity, I see capacity as sort of spaciousness, really. As in a way, capacity is what is, yeah is the spaciousness available for experience. I see capacity as being directly related to how much space that edifice of I has to take up, because when everything is about protecting that version of me, there's no capacity is there. Because capacity is really the capacity to feel different emotions, to listen, to take on new ideas, to explore unknown areas, to meet with whatever's arising. And when all activity has the main focus of protecting that version of me, then there's so little capacity available. So innocent, isn't it? And so understandable, but it's we see the restriction. And in the areas where I'm particularly sensitive, so where everything is looking personal, say, and where it looks like my survival depends on this person or this concept any slight wobble in that person or that concept, and I'm in full reactive mode because there's no capacity, and capacity means, you know, and that's the vicious circle really, because when there's no capacity to be with that experience, everything is held at conceptual level. And instead of an opening and an understanding that, you know, the reality isn't as it was projected to be, that process isn't available because everything is held immediately. The slight encroach on my sensitivity and bam, drawbridge comes up. So it takes enormous energy to maintain that. And the capacity will get narrower and narrower, smaller and smaller as life becomes only about protecting that version of myself. So yes, yeah, very good. Thank you. Great question. Lots of love to you. Bye.